Hello everybody, it's David Miles again with some more thoughts on the Zen Stone. Having listened to my previous podcast, I realised that I hadn't given you as much information as I could have done. So this podcast hopefully will fill in the gaps. I've had quite a few letters, emails, requesting information on different aspects of the product. And one of the questions was, how many folders can you put on the Zen Stone? Well, I reasoned at the time that as the Zen Stone only had 1 gigabyte of memory, then it was limited to 1,000 megabytes. So I worked out that if you had four folders, each one of those would be able to hold 250 megabytes, which is a reasonable amount. If you wanted more, then you could each folder you added would hold less and less. So if you had 100 folders, for instance, you would only be able to put 10 megabytes in each folder, or the equivalent. So this is my answer to the question. I wasn't too happy with that. I thought, do I know what I'm talking about? And I told myself, well, I convinced myself that I did, but there's always that little doubt. So I made contact with the Zen Stone manufacturers and asked them the question, how many folders can you put on the Zen Stone? And they wrote back and said, the operating software of the Zen Stone can only cope with no more than 500 folders. 500, I thought to myself. Grief. I can't imagine anyone wanting that many. Why produce a device that can do that? Well, perhaps there is a reason, but I can't think of one. Imagine going through your folders sequentially, one after the other, till you've got to the last one. I think your battery might be flat by the time you got there, after 500 changes of folders. Never mind. I showed my Zen Stone to a friend of mine, in fact the friend who was partly responsible for the sheep walk interview podcast, and he immediately went out and bought a Zen Stone. He liked it so much he could see how it could be useful in his life. Although he's a sighted person, he didn't really want the complications of screens and having to look down at them to see where he was in the menu system, and he's got on very well with it indeed. He loves it just as much as I love mine. He also told me that he'd put 7 folders on his, which I thought was rather a lot really, but it's a good few less than 500. Anyway, I'm quite happy with mine at the moment as it stands with only 3 folders. I may add some more later when the need occurs. The other thing people asked me was there any software to help you manage your folders and files? Well, I understand there is. In the leaflet that came with the Zen Stone in its little box was a URL where you could go to the web and download some software, or a managing program, I think it's called. I don't know. I haven't done it myself, so I can't say, but I know it's there and available. I prefer to work from the desktop, make my own folders, and fill them up with audio files, and put my announcements at the beginning, and haha, something to tell you about to put at the end. I'll get onto that in a minute. So, we had number of folders, yes, and what was the other thing? Oh yes, a small anomaly that I discovered. Just a moment, I must turn that off. I forgot to silence my computer. Yes, an anomaly that I discovered, quite by accident, was that I was listening to my music folder, quietly playing away to itself, and all of a sudden, it stopped playing because it had obviously come to the last track in the folder, and it jumped straight into the podcast folder without any warning, and that made me jump, mentally that is. That's strange, I thought. Why didn't it stop? Surely it should have stopped when it came to the end of the folder and not gone straight into the other the next folder without giving me any warning. How strange. Well, I couldn't work this out, so I thought, must be something wrong with it. So I thought, I'll phone up the manufacturers and find out. In actual fact, I sent them an email instead. They wrote back saying, first of all, I said to them, could you tell me what this thing has happened? Is it a fault or is it a function of the machine? And they wrote back saying, it is a function. That's just how this software operates. And that is just how the thing is designed. So I thought, oh, okay then. Well, it's not very nice, is it? Being thrust out of one folder into another one, just because it's come to an end. I would have expected it to just stop when it came to the end of a folder. But never mind. And I wondered if there was anything I could do about it. So I thought for a while, and I came up with an answer. But I'll also tell you about that in a few moments. One of the other questions that I was asked was, how do I make those announcements on my folders? How do I put those on? Well, that's not that difficult. First of all, you have to record them on your voice recorder. Then you put them into a folder on your desktop, which you have made beforehand. So you've got an empty folder on your desktop. You download your files from your voice recorder and put them into that folder. Now, when you do that, or when I do it with my recording devices, I've got three different ones, but they're all Olympus, and they all work in a similar manner. The files that you download have got numbers, which don't actually help you a lot, so you need to find out what those files are. Well, I've got a file on the desktop now, which has got my announcements in it, so I'm going to have a look at it and demonstrate the next step in this process. I'll put the speech back on. That'll be the first step, I suppose. Here we go.
Voice on.
I'm using Supernova, by the way. You may have guessed. Those of you who know it are familiar with it. So, let's find the folder with my announcements in there, because I have made those and I put them in the folder. Let's see.
Desktop window, transition selected, use cursor, column, paint, burn, a balance, interest, my documents, select, announcement, test, selected, use.
There we are, announcements. Here we go. I'll open that folder.
Announcements window, title bar.
And what's in that folder?
Cursor down.
Nothing. Well, I don't know what happened there, but they weren't going to speak to me, but now they're speaking to me. Let's see what's in that folder.
VS220,337 selected. VS220,338 selected. Use cursor keys to move through the items. 4 of 4.
Right, so there's four files in that folder. 4 of 4, it said. Let's find out what they are, shall we? We'll go to the top first.
VS220,000. Windows needs now
music.
Now playlist.
Music. So that's music. That's my announcement for music.
Announcement.
Stop that one. What's the next one?
VS220,336 selected, use cursor.
As you can see, they're all numbered at the moment, which, as I said before, is not a great help. So we have to play each one and then name it for what it is. What's this one?
Windows Media Player window.
Phone book. So.
Announcements window works.
I'm going to name all these so that we know where we are. I'm going to pause the recorder for a few moments while I do that. Right, so starting at the top of my list, I have renamed all of those four announcements. So here they are. Let's see what the top one says.
Window, now
music.
Now
music.
Announcements window, phone book select. Windows
phone
now playlist.
Phone book.
Announcements window, workspace, my computer, phone book, transition.
So as you can see, they're all renamed now.
Podcast selected, use first, music selected, use for phone book, select, transition selected, use.
Right, so they're all there.
Through the items, 404.
Right, now you've heard the music and the phone book and the podcast before, because they were already, they were the announcements that you heard in my previous podcasts. I've just included a new one there because I've made a folder called Transitions. Now, this is the big announcement that I promised some of you by email, those of you who wrote to me asking for more help on how to do the announcements. Well, I hope, I've partially told you how to do the announcements. I will continue now with more information on announcements. How do you get them to speak first? How do you make them be the first file in the folder? Well, that is quite simple, and I'll show you by going to the new folder that I've made called Transitions. I'll do that now, if I can. I've got to get out of this folder first.
Desktop window, no focus detected. List view said desktop window, and now there's not the own red column selected. New transitions select.
Right, I've got the transitions folder here. I'm going to open it.
Window transitions window, workspace, my computer, end one unselected, use cursor keys to move through.
Right, now in this folder, I have some transitions, which we'll come to in a moment. Don't hold out. Oh, what's happened there? That's strange. This folder has divided itself into two columns for some reason or other. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. Some folders on the desktop only have one column, so you go only have to scroll up and down. But this one seems to want to scroll from side to side as well. So I've got two columns then. So the top one is what?
End 3 selected, end 1 selected, use cursor keys.
The top one is end 1.
1 of 8.
And if I move to the right hand column,
end 2 selected, end use 2. Cursor keys to move through the item. 2 of 8.
Down 1.
End 4 selected,
end
use
4.
Cursor keys to move.
Left 1, end 3.
End
down
5
1, end 5.
End 6 selected,
and 6 on the right column.
Through the item. 6
of
8.
Let's see, I think there's one more, I think.
Cursor keys to move through the item. Transition selected.
Ah, transitions. Right, now, this is how I can explain to you how to get your announcement at the beginning of the folder. Right. So you heard there, all the files in this folder begin with E. All ends, they all say end something.
End 6 selected, use end 4 selected, use cursor keys to end 6 transition.
Such as that. Now, the way things are ordered in folders on the desktop on your computer, they start off with numbers. If you've got any files that begin with numbers, then they will appear first in the list. If all your files begin with an alphabetical letter, then they will be in alphabetical order, so that A, B, B, A, for instance, ABBA, will be at the top of your list, and ZZ Top will be at the bottom. Now, to make an announcement, such as this one here, which is Transitions, because I renamed it in that announcements folder, and I put it into this folder, and because it's a word that starts with T, which is after E, obviously, it has appeared at the bottom. But I don't want it at the bottom because it's actually an announcement. I want it at the top. I want it to be the first thing that is spoken by my Zenstone when it moves into that folder. So how do I get that to the top of the folder? I do this. I rename it. I know all the other files in this folder begin with E, so any letter of the alphabet before E will appear at the top. So I'm going to call it B. Just for argument's sake, it will be a B. So I'm going to rename it when I find it.
N6 transition selected.
There it is.
Use cursor keys to move through the item. F14 item properties rename shortcut MU transitions window. No selection. End of line.
I'm going to rename it to the letter B.
SDNOITISNART. Deleted. 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 Caps off. Caps on.
Aha. Right. So, as I said, I'm going to call it B.
B.
B. There we are.
The selected use cursor
right.
To move through the item.
Now,
eight.
Listen to this.
N6 selected use, N4 selected, N6 select, N5 select, N7 selected use cursor keys to move through the item. The selected use cursor keys
B.
To move through
yes,
the item.
There it is.
N7 use cursor keys to move through
and
the
if
item.
And if I move to the right hand column, which is going to be the last one in the folder,
the selected use
B.
Cursor keys to.
Right. But it's in the wrong place, it's at the bottom. That's okay. I'll just play B so that you know it is the transitions announcement.
Windows Media.
Transitions!
Yes, it's still the transitions announcement.
Transitions window. Workstep.
Right, so it's there, but it's in the wrong place. So how do we get it to the top? Quite simply, we do this. We close the folder.
Desktop window. No.
There, the folder is closed. Now what's happening? Well, the computer's brain is deciding that that B is in the wrong place. So that when I open the folder next time, it will be at the top of the folder. Here we go. Open the folder, Sesame.
Desktop window, transitions selected use, window transitions window, workspace, my computer, the unselected use cursor key.
There we go. B is at the top. Couldn't be easier.
End 1 selected use.
End 1 has now moved over to the right hand column. And therefore I move to the left on the top of the left hand column and it will say B, hopefully.
B.
There we are. That is how you move things from the bottom to the top of your folder. So that's the transitions folder. I am going to put that onto the Zenstone in a few minutes. But I hope that explains how to make your announcements. You first have to record them as single files, so each word you say has to start the recorder and stop the recorder, start the recorder, stop the recorder, start the recorder, stop the recorder, for each word that you say. So you say, you start the recorder, you say music, then you stop recording, then you start the recorder and you say phone book, and then you stop the recorder, and so on. Then you put them into a folder called announcements. They are then just numbers, which you have to play to find out which ones are which, and you rename each one of them, and then you can put them into the folder. They will appear at the bottom of the folder, but no matter. If your folder is alphabetical, don't forget, all you got to do is give that file a new name, which is higher in the alphabet. It can be letter A, B, C, or whatever. Higher, it has to be higher than the any other file's beginning letter in the folder. So if your things all begin with alphabetical letters, then A is a good bet. If they're in numbered files, then you need to give them a number which is lower than the numbers you already got there. It will then appear at the top. Right, so that's your announcements in their proper place. I'll close this folder.
Desktop window, no.
Whoa. So, now, I'm just going to play my Zenstone. One moment. Right, I've got my Zenstone connected up to the my portable powered speakers, just to demonstrate. At the moment, I've only got the original three folders on there. I'll go through them, one at a time, and you'll see the change of folder taking place. Here we go.
Podcasts.
Podcasts.
Phone book.
Phone book.
Adrian Gardner.
Hi.
Music.
Music. No, we don't hear that, thank you. So that's that. They're the three folders that are on there at the moment. I want you to hear that. I'm now going to put the transitions folder onto the Zenstone. Right. Now, this is a folder that I've made up to demonstrate a concept, which I haven't told you yet. Hang on to your seats, you'll soon find out. But I'm going to put this folder onto my Zenstone now, and see what happens.
Transition selected, use cursor keys.
That's the one. I want to send that to my Sendstone.
17 items menu, open browse, explore, search, add to claiming, sharing, scan with a send to cut short, send to has, send to send items menu, Sendstone left paren, H colon.
Send to Sendstone, go!
Desktop window, track copying window, animation. Desktop window, transition selected, use cursor keys to move through the items.
There we go. Now, according to the rules of nothingness, that file, folder, should be on my Sendstone. Let us have a look. No, I won't do it that way. I'll actually play it. Hang on, I'll put you on pause for a moment while I do this. Right, I've unplugged it from the computer and it's now plugged into my powered speakers again. Right, here we go then. I'll just go through the folders and see how many folders I've got on there now and what they're called.
Phone book?
Adrian
got music.
Podcasts.
Transitions.
Hey, transitions. Alright, so I've got four folders on there now. The latest one, which I just put on, was the transitions folder. Now then, here comes the revelation that I've been promising everyone. What is a transition? Some of you may know, of course, but it all started out in the days of slideshows. I think the first ones were, what were they called? Magic lantern shows, where you had these quite large pictures, usually painted on glass, and they were put into this magic lantern thing, which consisted of a bright light and a lens, and it would shine out onto a screen, and everyone would go, ooh, ah, wonderful. This is in the days before television, of course. Anyway, so that's that. Now, they had quite a bit in common with modern, or more modern, slideshows, which people used to show at home with their transparency projector. Their 35mm and 2.5-inch transparencies. They would put them into a projector, and the projector would show a picture on the big screen, and everyone would go, ooh, ah, ah, lovely. And if it was a good show being put on by, shall we say, an enthusiast, or a professional for that matter, he would describe to you what the scene was showing. For instance, there might be a little boy playing with a football on the lawn, and he would say something like, this is little Johnny playing with his football on the front lawn of the house. So, that was little Johnny showing off his skills. Now, we're going to see little Johnny after he's fallen over and hurt his knee. The operator of the projector would then push the slide out and another slide would take its place. And this would continue with a description of the photo and the next photo and then that photo and then the next photo. So he was sort of introducing you to the next photo every time he changed it. Well, on computers nowadays, with all this digital photography and images, you can do the same thing on a computer screen. In fact, you can transmit it to your television if you feel the need. When you do a slideshow on your computer, it's far more interesting because they have, in between the photos, something called a transition. Now, these can vary a great deal. You can have, within one program, you may have 20 or 50. Depends on the product that you're using, these slideshow presentation program. And these can be very spectacular indeed, or they can be mundane. But they all have the same thing in common. They form a, well, they draw a line, if you like, underneath the previous photo before they introduce the next photo. Now, so on a computer, you can imagine computer graphics being very clever and astounding to the eye. But I wondered if the same concept could be applied to my Zenstone and my folders on the Zenstone. So I thought to myself, there must be a way. And what I came up with was this. I remembered all this information about transitions because before I went blind I could see them myself. I'd seen them, so I knew how they worked. And I thought, I want something like that between my folders on the desktop, on my Zenstone. So I thought, well, it's got to be audio, so it would have to be something like, what should we say, that was the end of the folder, the next folder is, and something like that. So if I tried that out, and it worked, because what happened was, it said, that is the end of the folder, or that was the end of the folder, the next folder is podcasts, and it automatically links up with the announcement that you've made for the next folder. So all you have to do is say, make a recording saying, that is the end of the folder, the next folder is blah, and whatever the next folder is, it will announce it. And so they appear to be one announcement, if you like. You could put the announcement and the end of folder, or transition if you like, at the beginning of every folder. But that would be more complicated because you would need to know what the next folder was, or the previous folder was. So, now I have made some very quick files demonstrating what transitions might be like. You can make yours in any way that you want to. There is no limit to how you do them, just your imagination. Now, I've made some samples here, which I'm going to play in a moment, just to give you the idea. They're very basic. Don't expect anything superb or stupendous. In fact, you don't really want anything stupendous because that might distract from the purpose of the transition. Remember, the transition is meant to draw a line at the end of the folder and move you on to the next folder, introduce you to the next folder if you like, and that's what it does and that's what it should do. But you can embellish it a little if you want to, and here are some that I've made with slight embellishments. And when it comes to the last one, you'll see how it links up to the next folder. We're ready to play. Yes.
Window.
I think we are. Here we go.
End of folder. And the next folder is end of folder. The next folder is end of folder. The next folder is end of folder.
All clear.
The next folder is end of folder. The next folder is end of folder. The next folder is, that was the end of the transitions folder. We now move on to the next folder, which is phone book.
There we are. There was an actual transition taking place at the end of the transitions folder, which moved us into the phone book. They can be made more streamlined if you don't leave a gap at the end of your at the end of your transition, really. If you say something like, well, no, imagine turning the recorder on and then saying, end of folder. That was the end of the folder. The next folder is, and then you wait a second before you turn that recording off, which means you've recorded a gap at the end of your recording. So try to shut off your recorder as soon as you said the last word. That way you'll hear the next announcement much quicker. That one's a bit slow, but you get the idea, I think. So there we are. I hope that has explained announcements, how to make them, how to put them in the right place, and also how to make your transitions. As I say, you can make them any way you like. You can make them as fancy or as dull as you want to. Depends. Just do them how you want them. One thing I didn't mention previously is the fact that I'm only talking about the Zen Stone, the original one, with no screen or menus, etc., etc. But I think this concept of the transitions will work, as will the announcements, with any of the Zen Stone products. Just means that I believe you have to have a little site to use the Zen Stone Plus, which holds 2 gigabytes of memory. But I think if you're blind, it'll probably be too difficult. That's what I've heard anyway. So stick to the Zen Stone if you have no sight. The other thing I didn't mention was the fact that, unlike some other players, which have a fruity kind of name, you are not tied to one format. The Zen Stone will accept files in WAV format, MP3 format, and WMA format. So you've got quite a choice there. You're not limited to one kind of format, such as you get with iTunes. So you're quite free. You're not shackling yourself to one format for life. You're free to use any format you care to choose. So that's one thing. The other thing that I heard recently, and I have got to check it out yet, I was listening to a review of a program called A Shampoo, which is useful for changing formats and burning CDs. It said in there somewhere that WMA, although it's more highly compressed than MP3, turns out a better quality recording. So I can't vouch for that. I'll have to check that out. But that's what it said when I was reading it. That was a review of A Shampoo. Well, I think I've covered most of the things that I wanted to cover this time. So it only remains for me to say thank you to all of those who wrote to me asking questions and making jokes about me collecting the Barbie dolls, which I hasten to add I did not. What I meant to do was go on in the same vein, saying that girls do buy accessories for their Barbie dolls. I was going to say that boys do the same thing for their action men. They buy them guns and parachutes and nighttime goggles and uniforms and more guns and bazookas and, oh goodness me, I bet there's no end to the accessories you could buy for your action man and of course your Barbie doll. But no, I did not collect Barbie dolls, Mr. Guy, I think you know who you are. And well, that's about all really. So not mentioning any names, of course, that would be unprofessional. But thank you everybody anyway. I enjoyed all your letters, especially the funny ones. And let's hope I can keep Barbie dolls out of my next future podcasts. I'll save a lot of problems. Right, so it's David Miles signing off. And if you want to contact me, my email address is bw2k@compuserve.com. I'd be grateful for any feedback that you would like to give me. Goodbye everybody, and a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. It's come round again.